Oh, I'm so cold and tired and wet. Goodness knows how many logs I've tripped over and snowdrifts I've fallen in. I can't believe what they say about the Queen. After all, the people saying nasty things about her are her enemies, and probably half of it isn't true. She was nice enough to me anyway. Much nicer than they are. I expect she is the rightful queen, really. Anyway, she'll be better than that awful Aslan. Oh, I wish I could be sure I'm heading in the right direction.
Well, the fact is, Edmund's still our brother, whatever he's done, and we must go and look for him.
Go to the witch's house. Oh, don't you see, my dears? Your only chance of saving either him or yourselves is to keep away from her.
How do you mean?
All she wants is to get all four of you. She's thinking all the time of those four empty thrones at Caer Parvel. Once all four of you were inside her house, her job would be done. She'd turn you into stone, and there'd be four new statues in her collection. But she'll keep Edmund alive as long as he's the only one she's got, because she'll want to use him as bait to catch the rest of you with.
See, can anyone help us at all?
Only Aslan.
That's right.
We must go and meet him. That's our only chance now.
No, what's important is, when did Edmund slip away, hey? How much he can tell her depends on how much he heard.
Right.
I mean, had we started talking of Aslan before he left?
Yes. Don't you remember? He asked if the witch could turn Aslan into stone.
You're right, Lou, he did. Just the sort of thing he would say, too.
Worse and worse. He probably was still here when I told you that we were to meet Aslan at the stone table.
The moment Edmund tells her that we're all here, she'll set out to catch us this very night.
You're right, Mrs. Beaver. We must all get away from here. There's not a moment to lose.
When I'm King of Narnia, the first thing I'm going to do is make some decent roads. The way to the Queen's house looked quite easy in daylight. But now it's dark, and with all this snow, it's so difficult to know if I'm heading the right way.
Are we all ready?
One moment, Mr. Beaver. Hmm? Just reach what? Down that hand for me, will you, please? Right. Now, here's a packet of tea, sugar, matches. Oh, if one of you girls would kindly fetch me two or three loaves from the bread bin.
What are you doing, Mrs. Beaver?
I'm packing a load for each of us, dearie. You didn't think we'd set out on a journey with nothing to eat, did you?
But we haven't time. She may be here any minute.
That's what I say.
Get along with you all. Think it over, Mr. Beaver. She can't possibly be here for ages yet.
But don't we want as big a start as we can get? If we're to reach the stone table before her.
Peter's right. As soon as she looks in here and finds we're gone, she'll be off at top speed.
We can get there before her, but we can keep undercover and go by ways she won't expect and perhaps get through.
It is true enough, Mrs. Beaver, but it's time we were out of here.
And don't you start fussing either, Mr. Beaver. Here we are. That's better. There's five loads. Here we are. One for each of you. The smallest. What the smallest of us. That's you, Lucy.
Oh, do please come on.
Well, I'm ready now. I suppose the sewing machine's too heavy.
Yes, it is. It's a great deal too heavy.
It's just that I can't stand the thought of that witch fiddling with it.
Oh, please, Mrs. Beaver, please, please do hurry.
Right. Well, let's go then, shall we? Oh, make sure you lock the door after us, Mr. Beaver.
That will
at least delay her a bit.
Thank goodness the moon's come out. It's as bright as day now. Only I wish there weren't quite so many shadows everywhere. It looks like the valley's opening out. I suppose I should have gone straight to the Queen when we got into Narnia, instead of going to the beavers with the others. At last! There are the two hills! And that must be the Queen's house!
The house was really a small castle. It seemed to be all towers. Little towers, with long, pointed spires on them, sharp as needles. And they shone in the moonlight, and their shadows looked strange on the snow. Edmund began to be afraid of the house.
Well, there's the gates, and they're open. But what are all those strange shapes and shadows? There's a lion there, and is waiting to pounce. It doesn't seem to have seen me. It isn't looking at me. It's that dwarf it's going to jump on. When it springs, that will be my chance to escape. Why doesn't it do something? It hasn't moved. Of course, it's not a real lion at all. It's a stone one. How stupid of me. I can see now its back is covered with snow. It's just a statue. Yes, cold stone. Fancy being frightened of a statue. I bet this is the great lion Aslan that they were all talking about. Well, that's the end of all their fine ideas about him. Nothing but an old lump of stone. Who's afraid of Aslan? Who's afraid of Aslan? I know just the thing for him. Yes, I knew I had a pencil in here somewhere. Now then. Let's give him a moustache. And a pair of glasses. Now you can see me better, Aslan. I'm going to be king of Narnia, not you. Now, I must find the queen. Hello? There's one of those fawn creatures. I wonder if that's Lucy's precious friend, Mr. Tumnus.
As he crossed the courtyard, he saw that there were dozens of statues. There were stone wolves and bears and foxes. There were lovely stone shapes that looked like women, but who were really the spirits of trees. There was the great shape of a centaur, half man and half horse, and a long dragon-like creature, and a great horse with wings. And right at the very middle stood a huge man, as tall as a tree, with a fierce face and a shaggy beard and a great club in its right hand. They all looked so strange, standing there perfectly lifelike, but perfectly still, in the bright, cold moonlight.
There's a doorway over there. That must be the way in. There's another statue on the top of the steps. A stone wolf lying there, as if it were on guard. It's all right. It's only made of stone. It can't hurt me.
Who's there? Stand still, stranger, and tell me who you are.
My name's Edmund. I'm the son of Adam that Her Majesty met in the woods the other day, and I've come to bring her the news that my brother and sisters and are now in Narnia. She wanted to see them.
Very well. Come in. Come in, fortunate favourite of the Queen, or else not so fortunate.
I've come, Your Majesty.
How dare you?
Your Majesty?
How dare you come alone? Did I not tell you to bring the others with you?
Please, Your Majesty, I've done the best I can. I've brought them quite close. They're in a little house on top of the dam, just up the river with Mr. and Mrs. Beaver.
Is this all your news?
No, Your Majesty. According to Mr. Beaver, Aslan's in Narnia.
What? Aslan? Is this true? If I find you've lied to me, boy...
Honestly, Your Majesty, I'm only repeating what I heard.
Your Majesty?
Make ready the sledge. We leave at once. And use the harness without bells.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Peace, Your Majesty. Could I have some Turkish delight? You said...
Silence! And yet it will not do to have the brat fainting on the way. Here, you want something to eat? Turkish delight for the little prince.
That's dry bread. I don't want that.
Very well. But you may be glad enough of it before you taste bread again.
But what about your promises?
And what about your promise to bring your brother and sisters to me?
I told you where they are. But I'm the one who's going to be prince, aren't I?
Ha 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 ha! You little fool! Come, follow me!
All is ready, Your Majesty.
Very good. Put the human creature in the sledge.
Your Majesty, come along, boy.
But wait a minute, you can't!
Do as you are told, or it will be the worse for you. Morgrim!
Majesty.
Take the swiftest of your wolves and go at once to the House of the Beavers and kill whatever you find there.
What if they are gone, Majesty?
Then make all speed to the stone table, for that is where they are headed. But do not be seen. Wait for me there in hiding. I must go many miles to the west before I find a place where I can drive across the river.
And if we should overtake them on the way to the stone table?
You will know what to do if you find them.
I hear and obey, O Queen.
I have done now all that I can do. It is time to be gone.
All right, everyone. Now, this is where we rest. In here. Mind your heads. This place wasn't made for humans.
Where are we, Mr. Beaver?
This is an old hiding place used by beavers in bad times. And a great secret. It's not much of a place, but we all need some sleep.
Well, if you hadn't all been in such a fuss when we were starting, I'd have brought some pillows.
Yes, we'd have had to carry them.
Well, I could just sleep about anywhere.
Anything is better than struggling through that snow.
Well, it's certainly good to be out of the wind. We're so warm up.
But we are safe from the witch here, aren't we?
Oh, of course we are, my dears. This is one place she'll never find. Now, something to eat and drink, and then let's all get some rest.
This is the place. Smell them out.
They're not here, Captain. Why, they
We have missed them.
Do we follow them, Captain?
No. This new fallen snow has covered any tracks they may have left. Come away to the stone table.
Can't you go any faster, idiot?
We're going as fast as we can.
Then use your whip.
Where are we going?
Be silent. Faster. Faster.
Wake up. Wake up.
What is it? What's going on?
Listen.
I can't hear anything.
Shh. Listen.
I hear it. So do I.
It sounds like bells.
Harness bells. It's a sledge.
The witch!
I must take a look.
Mr. Beaver, no! She'll catch you!
Oh, she'll have a job.
But isn't it safer to stay in here?
We need to know which way she's going. Now keep quiet, all of you.
Oh, he's been saying she caught him.
Now what do we do?
It's all right. Come out, Mrs. Beaver. Come out, son and daughters of Adam. It's all right. It isn't her.
Girls,
let's go and see, my dear.
This is a really nasty knock for the witch. It looks as if her power is already crumbling.
What do you mean, Mr. Beaver?
Didn't I tell you she'd always made it winter and never Christmas? Didn't I tell you? Well, just come up here and see.
It was a sledge and it was reindeer with bells on their harness, but they were far bigger than the witch's reindeer, and they were not white, but brown. And on the sledge sat a huge man with a bright red robe and a great white beard that fell like a foamy waterfall over his chest. They all knew at once who he was.
Father Christmas!
Yes, I have come at last. She has kept me out for a long time, but I have got in at last. Aslan is on the move. The witch's magic is weakening. And now, for your presents, Mrs. Beaver.
Yes, sir?
I've a brand new sewing machine for you.
Oh, marvelous. Oh, thank you, sir.
I will drop it in at your house as I pass.
Oh, if you please, sir, it's all locked up.
Locks and bolts make no difference to me. And as for you, Mr. Beaver, when you get home, you will find your dam finished and mended and all the leaks stopped and a new sluice gate fitted.
Well, I never...
Now then, Peter, Adam's son.
Here, sir.
These are your presents. And they are tools, not toys.
A sword and shield.
The time to use them is not far off. Bear them well. The shield carries the sign of the lion to remind you that if you have to fight, it will be Aslan you are fighting for.
Yes, sir. I'll do my best.
I'm sure you will. Susan, Eve's daughter, these are for you.
Thank you.
The bow and arrows you must use only in great need, for I do not mean you to fight in the battle. But if you do use it, you will find the bow does not easily miss. And when you put this horn to your lips and blow it, then wherever you are, I think help of some kind will come to you. And last, but not least, Lucy, Eve's daughter.
Yes, Father Christmas?
In this bottle, which is cut from a diamond, there is a drink made of the juice of one of the fire flowers that grow in the mountains of the sun. And if you or any of your friends is hurt, a few drops of this will make them better. And this dagger is to defend yourself if you are in danger, for you also are not to be in the battle.
Why, sir? I think... I don't know, but I think I could be brave enough.
I'm sure you could. And that shows great courage. But it is not Aslan's wish that you and your sister should fight. And now... here is something for all of you.
Oh, my heart!
How did he do that? It's complete with teapot, milk jug, sugar bowl and all.
Thank you, sir. That's very kind of you, I'm sure.
Hey, up!
Oh, what a nice, good-hearted soul.
He wasn't a bit like the fat and jolly pictures of Father Christmas in our world.
Yes, he's the kind of Father Christmas you could actually believe in.
Let's have a look at that sword of yours then, Peter.
See? The hilt is made of gold.
Oh, very handsome.
Now then. Don't stand there talking till the tea's got cold. Here, girls, isn't it just like men? Come and help carry the tray down, and we'll have breakfast. Oh, wasn't it a good job, I thought, of bringing the bread knife?
Faster! Faster!
The Queen really is a witch, and she's not going to make me a king. It was all a trick. I see that now. I do wish I could find the others, even Peter. But perhaps something awful has happened to them already.
Stop muttering, fool. Well, well, what have we here? Stop!
A little way off at the foot of a tree sat a group of creatures having a party. There was a squirrel and his family, two fawns, a dwarf and a fox, all drinking wine and eating Christmas pudding.
What is the meaning of this? Where did you get these things?
Please, Your Majesty, we were given them.
Who gave them to you? Answer me, Fox.
Father Christmas?
What? He's not been here. He cannot have been here. How dare you? But no. Say you have been lying, and even now you shall be forgiven.
Your Majesty...
He has!
How dare he? How dare you? I hope you have enjoyed your party, because soon you will be enjoying it forever, when I have turned you all into statues of stone.
Oh, don't, please don't.
Silence! That settled them. And as for you, you little wretch, take that! Let that teach you to ask favors for spies and traitors! Drive on!
On they raced, but something was happening. The snow that splashed up seemed wetter than before, and at the same time it grew less cold. It was also becoming foggy. Every minute the sledge grew slower, and then began to jerk, skid, and jolt along, and then suddenly it stuck fast and wouldn't move.
What's happening? What's that sound?
It sounds like a stream.
Nonsense. All the streams are frozen. Well, don't sit staring, fool. Get out and help the dwarf. Come on, hurry up.
It's no good, Your Majesty. We can't sledge in this. Everywhere's thawing and fast.
Then we must walk.
We'll never overtake them walking. Not with the start they've got.
Are you my counsellor or my slave?
Oh.
Do as you are told.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Tie the hands of the human creature behind it and keep hold of the end of the rope.
Yes.
And take your whip and, if need be, use it.
And so they began their walk, slipping and sliding in the slush and mud and wet grass.
Faster! Faster!
Every moment the patches of green grew bigger and the patches of snow grew smaller. Soon more and more trees shook off their covering of snow, and snowdrops and crocuses could be seen pushing their way up from the ground that only hours before had been frozen hard. Streams bubbled along, sparkling in the sunlight and reflecting the blue sky above.
Faster! Faster!
And then a bird sang, and soon there was chattering and chirruping everywhere, and the whole wood was ringing with bird songs. The fog had cleared, and a light breeze scattered drops of moisture from the swaying branches and carried cool, delicious scents through the air. A bee buzzed across their path.
Faster! Faster!
Oh, Your Majesty, you know what this is? This is spring!
No!
Your window has been destroyed. I tell you, this is Aslan's doing.
If either of you mention that name again, you will die instantly.
Oh, forgive me, Your Majesty, but something is going very wrong.
Tell me, can we reach the stone table before them?
No, no, it's no use, O Queen. They must almost be there by now.
Four thrones in Caer Parabel. What if only three of them were filled? Then the prophecy could not come true.
You mean kill the human?
Why not? Even if Aslan is in Narnia, he isn't here to stop me.
But the other three?
Aslan may not stop long, and then we would fall upon the three at Caer Parabel and do away with them.
Still, it might be better to keep this one for bargaining with.
What? And wait for him to be rescued? No, I think not.
Look, over there, a kingfisher, see?
So it is.
It's so beautiful.
I never thought I'd see another kingfisher in these parts.
I wish I understood what it all meant.
It's as if everywhere's gone from January to May in a few hours.
Yes.
I reckon this is Aslan's doing. I mean, we know that it was the White Witch's spells that made it always winter here, so it stands to reason that this spring is somebody else's doing, and I say Aslan's.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if Mr. Beaver wasn't right. After all, something's gone wrong, and badly wrong, with the witch's magic, and no mistake.
Come on, let's push on the last few miles to the top of the hill.
Look over there, the sea.
And there's the stone table.
It was a great grim slab of grey stone supported on four upright stones. And beside the table was a great pavilion with sides of yellow silk and cords of crimson and tent pegs of ivory. And high above it, a banner with a red lion fluttered in the breeze.
Look at all those creatures.
That they'll be here to meet with Aslan.
Who are those strange-looking women?
Those are the tree women and the well women. They're some of the oldest folk in Narnia.
Yes, and it's their music you can hear.
I've never seen so many different animals. There's an eagle and a unicorn and a horse with wings.
And leopards and dogs.
Oh, and a pelican, look. Oh.
What are those things that look like horses with men's bodies?
Why, they're centaurs. They're among the noblest of all Aslan's people.
And that must be him. Aslan, I mean.
Yes, Aslan.
Yeah, Yes, daughter of Eve. That'll be Aslan, all right.
When they tried to look at Aslan's face, they just caught a glimpse of the golden mane and the great, royal, solemn, overwhelming eyes. And then they found they couldn't look at him and went all trembly.
Go on. You first. No, no. Sons of Adam and daughters of Eve before animals. Psst. Don't forget to draw your sword.
We have come, Aslan.
Welcome, Peter, son of Adam. Welcome, Susan and Lucy, daughters of Eve. Welcome, he beaver and she beaver. But where is the fourth? Well, will no one answer me?
He has tried to betray them and joined the White Witch, oh, Aslan.
That was partly my fault, Aslan. I was angry with him, and I think that helped him go wrong.
We were all to blame in a way.
Please, Aslan, can anything be done to save Edmund?
All shall be done, but it may be harder than you think. Meanwhile, let the feast be prepared. Come, son of Adam, and I will show you a far-off sight of the castle where you are to be king.
With his sword still drawn, Peter went with the lion to the eastern edge of the hilltop. The sun was setting behind their backs, and the whole country below them lay in the evening light. Miles away was the sea, and just where the land of Narnia met the sea, at the mouth of the river was a castle, shining in the sunlight.
That, O man, is Caer Paravel of the Four Thrones.
Aslan.
I show it to you because you are the firstborn, and you will be high king over all the rest. It is your sister's horn.
Susan!
Peter! Quick!
It's a wolf!
It's a puppy!
Get up into that tree, Susan!
Stand back, the rest of you! Let the prince win his spurs!
He's trying to climb the tree after her!
Hurry, Peter!
I'm coming, Susan! Hang on!
The wolf's seen him! The wolf's seen Peter!
So, son of Adam, you think you're a match for Morgrim, do you?
Oh, do be careful!
Look out, Bert, look!
Use your sword, Peter! Now!
Have you killed it yet?
Not yet. Again! Strike again! Well done, son of Adam! Well done!
Thank you, Peter. Thank you.
He can't hurt you now.
Quick, quick! Centaurs, eagles! I see another wolf in the thickets. There, behind you. He's just darted away. After him, all of you. He will be going to his mistress. Now is your chance to find the witch and rescue the other son of Adam. Hurry! Come here, son of Adam.
Aslan.
You have forgotten to clean your sword. Wipe it clean upon the grass. Good. Now, hand it to me and kneel. Son of Adam, I knight you. Rise up, Sir Peter Wolfsbane.
If we are going to kill him, then we had better do it at once.
I would have liked to have done it on the stone table itself. That is the proper place. That is where it has always been done before.
It will be a long time now before the stone table can again be put to its proper use.
True. Well, I will begin.
I have seen them. They are all at the stone table with him. They have killed my captain, Morgrim. I was hidden in the thickets and saw it all. One of the sons of Adam killed him. Fly! Fly!
No! There will be no more flying. Go quickly. Summon all our people to meet me here as speedily as they can. Call out the giants and the werewolves and the spirits of those trees that are on our side. Call the ghouls and the bogles, the ogres and the minotaurs. Call the cruels, the hags, the spectres, and the people of the toadstools. We will fight! I still have my wand. Will not their ranks turn into stone even as they come on? Be off quickly! I have a little thing to finish here while you are away.
Majesty!
now. We have no table. Let me see. We had better put it up against the trunk of a tree.
Get up.
What are you going to do to me?
Be silent.
I won't. Let me go.
Tie him fast.
It will be a pleasure.
What's that? What's that noise?
The knife, of course. She's sharpening the knife.
Is that our people already?
No! It's the enemy! Centaurs, eagles, bulls, stags!
Knock the knife from her hand!
Turn the works! And the dwarf!
Oh, let him escape!
Untie the human!
Who's got her?
You mean she's escaped?
I was after the dwarf!
He's not here either!
Well, it wasn't my fault.
Here, what's that over there by the boulder?
It's only an old stump.
How's the human?
He's too amazing.
Let him lie down.
Give him some wine.
Here, drink this. Put it steady now.
Where am I?
You'll be all right in a minute.
We're here to take you to Aslan.
After they'd gone, everything was perfectly still in the valley. If you'd been there, you would have seen the moonlight shining on an old tree stump and a fair-sized boulder. But if you'd watched long enough, you would have seen the stump walk across to the boulder, and the boulder sit up and begin talking to the stump.
The fools. They know nothing yet of my magic.
But Aslan, your majesty.
They have taken the boy. He was mine by right. Now Aslan will have to reckon with me.
This is the best breakfast I've ever eaten.
Good news for a good morning.
What's that, Mrs. Beaver?
Your brother's up. They found him.
When?
How?
What happened?
They brought him into camp late last night, and he's quite safe and sound.
Where is he, Mrs. Beaver?
He's with Aslan. Right now.
Oh, that's not a meeting I envy the lad.
No. Let's go and wait for him.
Here they come.
Here is your brother. And there is no need to talk to him about what is past.
Hello, Peter. Susan. Hello, Lou.
Hello, Edmund.
I'm glad you're all right.
It's good to see you.
I'm sorry, everybody. I really am.
That's all right. It's over now. We're just pleased you're back, aren't we? Oh,
yes. Thanks. You did it, Aslan, just as you said you would.
I said all shall be done, but I also said it may be harder than you think. What is it, leopard?
Sire, there is a messenger from the enemy who craves audience.
Let him approach.
Don't push me, leopard. Those claws are sharp.
What is your message, son of Earth?
The Queen of Narnia and Empress of the Lone Islands desires safe conduct to come and speak with you on a matter which is as much to your advantage as to hers.
Queen of Narnia, indeed!
Peace, beavers! Tell your mistress, son of Earth, that I grant her safe conduct on condition that she leaves her wand behind her at that great oak.
I agree to your terms.
My leopards will escort you to see they are observed.